Welcome to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast, the place to be if you are a business owner, entrepreneur, or business leader wanting to take your business from good to great. Tune in as we speak with amazing thought leaders, CEOs, and business trailblazers about their journey, challenges, and successes. Here's your host and business innovation expert, Lynn Nicole.
Welcome to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast. I am your host, Lynn Nicole. And this podcast is for small business owners and entrepreneurs looking to take their business from good to great. Okay, guys, I am so super excited about our guest today. She is the very definition of a true trailblazer. This lady right here is a 19-year veteran, a mentor, mental health advocate, career counselor, and on top of all that, she has developed an app that is closing the mental health gap in our Black communities by shifting our cultural narrative. It is truly my pleasure to welcome the founder and CEO of Black Therapy Love App, Tamia Ward. How are you doing today, Tamia?
I am doing very well, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me.
I am very glad that you're on today with us. Let's start with you telling us a little bit about your company.
So thank you. So yes, my company is Black Therapy Love. And what it is it's an app that I've created for the Black community to be able to connect easier with Black therapists. And the way that it works is that it is a downloadable app, which means that it's a shareable app. And we'll talk a little bit later about how you can get it. But as you download the app, there are different mental health topics to discuss and to be able to talk back and forth about some of our stressors that we deal with as Black community, as the Black community, and with mental health. So on the app, we have depression as the topic of discussion. We have suicide. There's anxiety. So it's a place for everyone to be able to come together, talk about different mental health issues that we experience, and to not feel alone. You know, a lot of times we think that we're going through these things and that we think that we're going through them by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so not only are you able to, you know, communicate with each other about the different mental health topics, but there's also a directory that's listed in the app. And one thing that I'm so proud of with our directory is that we actually have a video directory. Oh. Now, quite often when you're looking for therapists, when you find someone, you see a picture and you see their information. Oftentimes you'll see, you know, the description of their services and, you know, how to reach them, different things like that. However, in our app, we actually have videos from the therapists. So the therapists are able to speak to their services that they provide. They kind of talk about what they do and why they do it, which to me, you know, allows that emotional connection between the user and the therapist.
Okay. You know,
maybe it's something that the therapist said that sparked you to feel comfortable to call them or spark you to feel comfortable to message them. And it's more of a way to build rapport through the app with the therapist, and you can feel comfortable with making appointments for further services.
Okay. Well, let me say this. Before I jump into our top five questions that our listeners felt would take their business from good to great, I would be remiss not to highlight what an important topic this is. I mean, speaking as a Black woman, there's this feeling in a lot of Black communities that women have to be strong. We're always taking care of everyone else, our partners, elderly parents, and our children, that we don't even think to take care of ourselves, let alone seeking professional help, being either anxiety or depression. So can you tell us why it is okay and important to seek professional help, as well as why it's so difficult to find a Black therapist and what is the best way to go about doing it?
Absolutely. And you mentioned it yourself, Lynn. As women, we are expected to be strong. And, you know, we are the backbone of our families. We are running around where right now, quite a few women and men, we're homeschooling our children because of COVID-19. So not only have we had the daily stressors that we, you know, we've normally had, now we've had even additional items put on our plate as women. So, you know, we're homeschooling, we're wives, we're making sure that, you know, everything's good with our husbands, we're mothers, we're everything's good with our children, and anxiety builds up. And I don't know how to deal with it. Or I'm sad all the time. Am I depressed? I don't know, you know, really, is that what is going on with me? But we're expected to be able to move forward and not always able to function effectively. And really, at the end of the day, we're so used to just call your girlfriend, just talk to your friend about it, you know, or we, you know, go to church. Hey, I'm going to talk to the pastor, you know, or just talk to my family members. But a lot of times we don't reach out to get a mental health, you know, certified professional to actually help us to diagnose some of the things that we're going through and to be able to officially help us to make those steps moving forward. You know, sometimes there's such a stigma in the Black community. Hey, therapy is expensive. You know, why do I want to spend my money on something like that when I can spend it on something else? You know, so we have to remove the narrative of it being, stigmatized, but we also have to remove everything else that surrounds it as well. It's okay to not be okay. You know, she looks like she has it all together, but 9 times out of 10, she's hurting on the inside. And she's the one that needs to pick up the phone and actually call a certified mental health professional.
And to be clear, just because you are seeking professional help doesn't mean you're crazy.
Yes. Crazy. You know, we think that something's seriously wrong, or, you know, I'm going to be judged. You're not crazy. There's nothing seriously wrong with you. There are millions of people dealing with mental health issues. And, you know, I love the way that, you know, it's starting to be talked about even more. With celebrities, you have Taraji P. Henson, you have Charlamagne the God that talks about it all the time on the Breakfast Club. And I just love that they reassure us that getting help and seeking professional help is okay. So it kind of puts a face to it, a face of normality, is that, hey, you know what, if they're going, I do need to call someone. It's okay to go. It's okay to call. And once again, it's okay to not be okay.
So can you tell us why it's so difficult to find a Black therapist?
You know, before I started this journey, I did not know about how to actually reach a Black therapist. I Googled. I live in California, you know, so I'm not around a predominant Black community. So a lot of us don't know where to look. And before I started this journey, you know, I was telling quite a few of my therapists that, you know, people don't know where to find you all at times. If you're not surrounded in a circle where you know therapists, Black therapists, or where you know people that can help you to reach out, it makes it difficult. So that's the main reason why I created the app, is to make it easier for people like me that was looking for a Black therapist. Before I started with this journey, I didn't know about Therapy for Black Girls. And I'm actually going to plug them right now. So not only, you know, can you find Black therapists through my app, you can find Black therapists through the website, Therapy for Black Girls, Therapy for Black Men, and also Psychology Today. So there are multiple outlets, but a lot of people just still don't know how to find them.
Well, I'll definitely list those on our show notes, those resources that you have provided here today. I will have you list it so that our listeners can go to the website and get that information.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about your app? I'm like so excited because this is just something that's, I would say, very important.
Yes.
And that's going on. And I personally was unaware of just the depth of it.
Yes.
So I'm excited that not only is there someone out there who has created an app, but I'm excited that it is a Black woman that has created this app. It just makes it even more more accepting.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So the therapists that are listed in my app, they are certified. They are certified. Some are licensed marriage and family therapists. We have Damon Abinger. I have Jason Phillips. I have Miranda Campbell out of Atlanta, Georgia. Brittany Bronson out of California. So some of the therapists are only certified in one state. So that's something to, you know, we should pay attention to, is that based off of your state, that's where you should find one that's certified to be able to assist you. There are a lot that are doing teletherapy right now with COVID-19. So just because we're dealing with this social distancing, it doesn't mean that you have to deal with your mental health issues by yourself. You can still schedule, you can still be seen, you can still have teletherapy over the computer, over the phone. The app allows for rapport building. That was another thing that was important to me, is that it allows you to build that relationship with that therapist, and then you can make the appointment for their services afterwards. I think that sometimes, you know, we in the Black community we're not trusting, you know, we don't know if it's going to work. So by using the app, you can actually find out about that therapist. You can chat, you know, chat with them a little bit back and forth and get to know them a little bit. And in the end, you can build that relationship to actually make that appointment and find out if that will work, that relationship would work for you moving forward with their services.
That is awesome. And what a great way to head to our break. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we will ring the bell and then move on to our top five with Tamia Ward.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
Welcome back to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business podcast. We are here today with Tamia Ward, the founder and CEO of Black Therapy Love App, and it's time to ring the bell. I want to give a shout out to My King's Ice Cream, located in Denver, Colorado at 2851 Colorado Boulevard. Their hours are from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed Monday and Tuesday. Summer will be here before you know it, guys. Make sure you stop by if you're ever in Denver. I'm sure they'll be glad to see you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move on to our top five with Tamia here. So Tamia, we did a poll with our listeners and asked them what questions they felt would be beneficial to them when we had guests such as yourself on our show. So I'm going to go through these top five questions and We just get to it. So what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Oh, so are we speaking of this chapter, this portion, or are we speaking of my career that I'm currently in?
Whichever you feel works best for you. I mean,
let's see. So, okay, I'm a 19-year veteran in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. One thing that I wish I would have known is, you know, how much out of my comfort zone that the military would push me. And I think it's a good thing that I didn't know it, just because of some of the challenges and some of the things that I've overcome. But there's definitely some things that, you know, I would have wished, you know, I would have been more prepared for, if that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, but I'm so grateful. So, you know, because we go through challenges and we go through trials, and I learn from every situation, and it really has molded me into the person that I am today. As far as, you know, being an entrepreneur, being able to be a woman to stand tall, even with some of the guys, and push through. So there are definitely many challenges that us military, us Black women deal with in the military, by, you know, being outside.
Okay. So what is your biggest failure, and what did you learn from it, as far as with Black Therapy app, or as your career as a career counselor?
Biggest failure. I'm not sure if I would really call it a failure.
Well, your biggest challenge.
Biggest challenge, I think, with the app. So my app currently is a shareable app. So I think that I would have done, or should have done, a little bit more research as to the ins and outs of different apps. So if anyone is thinking about creating an app, getting one made, it's a big financial strain, that's for sure, a regular one. But I definitely wish I would have done a bit more research and went a different route with how I had my app produced.
Okay.
Yes.
And what are your best, or I should say, what are the best resources that have helped you along the way that you could share with our listeners today?
Ooh, that's a good one. Mentors. Finding a mentor, whether it's a woman, whether it's a male, mentors are so key in our success. I love being able to pull from my mentors, not only personally, but also professionally. You know, we have rock stars, people in our lives that we surround ourselves with that are successful, that we look up to. And, you know, next thing you know, you're moving in that same direction of that successful person in your life. So grabbing hold to a beautiful mentor in your life is definitely, definitely a very important topic, or a very important thing that I would definitely ensure that I do.
Oh, I have to agree with that statement. Surrounding yourself with people who are positive and moving forward helps you to move forward. And
mm-hmm.
I am a firm believer in that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move on. What have you read or listened to recently that inspired you?
Ooh.
They definitely have some good questions they want to answer, don't they?
You know, I am, oh my goodness, I am on Instagram. My therapy handle is on Instagram, and I am so inspired. I am really connected with a lot of Black therapists on there, and for some reason, you know, it seems like they have the best memes. My therapist, Damon Avenger, mm-hmm. every time I read some of the inspirational stuff that he puts on there, I'm ready to run a marathon. So, you know, different things about staying positive, think different things about, you know, hey, it's okay that you didn't get the homework done, that you're not good at this, or yet you're not good at that. Keep moving forward. So being able to see a lot of those inspirational quotes and thoughts and different things like that is definitely something that, that helps me when I read those.
Nice. Very nice. Well, my last question for you today is, what is the best advice you've received?
It's to never quit.
You know, I love it.
Never quit. You know, you can't get there if you stop. I think that really has been the mentality of the military. You know, not only because we're such a male-dominated organization, as a female, if you're trying to make it somewhere, you, for one, you can't give up on yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to have that self-motivation to be able to push yourself and jump online just as much as the guys. So, you know, by knowing that I'm not going to quit on myself, I know that I'm going to run into people along my journey and along the way that's not going to quit on me either. So at the end of the day, I'll never get there if I am to quit. So never quit. It's okay. We got this. We're going. We're going to get it.
No, that's right. I love it. Did you guys hear that? Never quit. Okay. Well, what I'd like you to do for us, Tamia, where can our listeners connect with you online?
Yes. So Instagram is my biggest, my biggest spot. So my IG handle is black_therapy_love. You can also reach out to me on my website. And on my website, it's actually, I have a link. So if there are therapists that are looking to join the directory, they can sign up on my link. And on the website, it's www.black-therapy-love. So it's a bit transposed on the Instagram, different than the website link. So the directory is growing. So if you're interested in joining our video directory, you can reach out on the website. So either Instagram or the website are the easiest ways to reach me.
And again, we'll have that on our show notes for you guys. Okay, well, that's all for today's episode of Just Minding My Black-Owned Business. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Tamia Ward, for joining me today and for sharing your journey with us. I want you guys to make sure you subscribe, share, and rate us on iTunes or on whatever podcast platform you're using. Plus, if you haven't listed your business in our directory, The Click Urban, stop by our website at theclickurban.com and get listed. See you next episode. And remember, the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately.
You've been listening to the Just Minding My Black-Owned Business with Lynn Nicole podcast. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you would like more information on any of our stories or would like to know how to get involved and share your story, head over to our website at theclickurban.com to contact us. Have a great week, and we'll see you next episode.